Okay. I think the velociraptors got, like, distracted or something. We're gonna listen to the next part. Apparently, feigning death, or passing out gets them away. Anyway, so up next is going to be Josh and Drox the Shredder with great English
Well, it seems
gentleman
that up next we have
velociraptors are.
Josh and Drox the Shredder. I imagine they'll be jolly good fun.
Thanks
Jolly
for
good,
choosing
yes,
English
quite.
gentleman.
Yes, I hope they're better than the fucking Welsh.
Well, I hope they're better than you, you fucking asshole. Hope you can't hear me. Apparently you can't. Get off the phone!
What are you doing?
It's fabric from the uniform of an army officer of Gilder.
Who is Gilder?
The country across the sea. The sworn enemy of Florin. Go. Once the horse reaches the castle, the fabric will make the prince suspect the Gildarians have abducted his love. When he finds her body dead on the Gilder frontier, his suspicions will be totally confirmed.
You never said anything about killing anyone.
I've hired you to help me start a war. That's a prestigious line of work with a long and glorious tradition.
I just don't think it's right, killing an innocent girl.
Am I going mad, or did the word think escape your lips? You are not hired for your brains, you hippopotamatic landmass.
I agree with Fezzik.
Oh, the thought has spoken. What happens to her is not truly your concern. I will kill her. And remember this. Never forget this. When I found you, you were so slobbering drunk you couldn't buy brandy. And you, friendless, brainless, helpless, hopeless, do you want me to send you back to where you were? Employed in Greenland?
Oh, that Fizzini. He sure can. Fuss.
I think he likes to scream at us.
Ah, but he probably means no harm.
He's really very short on charm.
Oh, you've got a great gift for Rye.
Yes, some of the time.
Enough of that.
Fezzik, are there rocks ahead?
If there are, we'll all be dead.
No more rhymes now, I mean it.
Anybody want a peanut?
Ah! We'll reach the cliffs by dawn. Why are you looking back?
No, I'm just making sure no one's following us.
That would be inconceivable.
Despite what you think, you will be caught. And when you are, the prince will see you all hanged.
Of all the necks on this boat, Highness, the one you should be worrying about is your own. Stop looking back. We can all relax. It's almost over.
You're sure no one's following us?
As I told you, it would be absolutely, totally, and in all other ways, inconceivable. No one in Gilder knows what we've done, and no one in Florin could have gotten here so fast. Out of curiosity, why do you ask?
No reason. It's only I just happened to look behind us and something's there.
What?
Well, there!
Now there's nothing.
There again! Well!
Probably some local fishermen out for a pleasure cruise at night through ill-infested waters. Go in! Get after her!
I don't swim.
I only doggy paddle.
Veer left! 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 Do you know what that sound is, Highness? Those are the shrieking eels. If you doubt me, just wait. They always grow louder when they're about to feed on human flesh. If you swim back now, I promise, no harm will come to you. I doubt he will get such an offer with the eels.
Up you go, little lady.
Put her down. Just put her down.
I think he's getting closer.
He's no concern of ours. Sail on. I suppose you think you're brave, don't you?
Only compared to some.
Whoever he is, he's too late. See? The cliffs of insanity.
Chagachi, do the eel thing. Do the eel noise right now. It frightens me that you can do that with just your voice.
Well, Dylan, this is why I'm amazing.
Yeah, this is why your scenes come out the best, because you can sound like eels. Josh, I hate to say it, but I was really disappointed with you this week, and that pains me because you were one of my favorites from the auditions, and
mm-hmm.
It sounded like you were whispering, which was distracting, and it kept pulling me out of the scene, and I don't know, and Shredder, I thought you did a good job at sounding different enough that it wasn't obvious that it was you that was having a conversation with yourself. And I thought I was going to hate you doing the Schwarzenegger voice, but I actually really liked it. I don't even know why. I really wanted to dislike it, but I really liked it.
Don't diss my boyfriend, Holmes.
Did you like it, Trick or Treat?
Which part of it?
The Schwarzenegger?
Okay, I went like half and half with the Schwarzenegger, because, a lot of it, he was not pulling from enough truth.
Yeah.
I'm very big on truth. And he was doing it for more of the comedy, and so, like, it was really hard getting him to work with the lines and everything. I think in his Schwarzenegger impression, he could have found a sense of emotion, because otherwise it just seems like he's talking like this.
Yeah. It may have worked better for me because Josh was so
great. Drox in this scene. Definitely sort of ruled this scene because his voices were very, even though like his Fezzik wasn't necessarily pulling from a lot of emotion, his Inigo, I found, was really capturing, even though it wasn't Spanish. Like, I told him, since if you can't do the Spanish accent, then do whatever you're comfortable with. I like both of his characters. And then, Josh, your emotions were very level. Like, every now and then, you would come out with actual emotion. But the thing was, because it sounds like you're whispering and everything, whatever you were doing, it was extraordinarily distracting. And you're supposed to be commanding and loud, to be honest, and
yeah,
you're
and his
not
henchmen
loud.
Were, like, more dynamic than he was.
Mm-hmm. And then,
you
spoke a line, employed in Greenland instead of unemployed, but, like, I liked your voice. I think you picked the right voice for it. I just think you should have put more command into the voice. Your longer lines, the ones where you had a lot to say, you sort of got used to the emotion in that, and that's where you really shone. So yeah. Oh, and then my notes, I will apparently be doing these notes at whatever time I decide. Josh gave me one take, and Drox gave me three takes, of every line. Oh, of his lines, a lot of them were not very different. Like, there would be slight differences.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, the takes weren't very dynamic within themselves. Line 13, for instance, had a drastic difference in the last two takes. And, it was so nice to have that sort of choice. and then, he gave me a lot of, like, nearly every take of Fezzik had a random, "Oh!" at it, and some of those were, like, his best takes, but I didn't feel that the owl should have been there, and, so I was torn, and so there were, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it would have worked if Josh had been on like he normally is, but I guess since Josh is, honestly, like, his lines were boring because he was so quiet and so kind of dry. So when Shredder was doing his Schwarzenegger, it was something for me to, you know, it caught my attention and brought it back into the scene. Also, I thought your British accent was pretty good, too, considering, like, how many bad ones we've heard. I was impressed that yours sounded so good. But
I
may be loopy
itself,
on old mango or whatever it was, papaya, so I don't know.
All right.
I have to quit talking over you, Chuck-a-Tree, because apparently, according to some of those impersonations of us, I talk over you.
No, the greatest thing, my favorite was in when pole position would randomly start talking and then stop in the middle of a sentence. Because we do that all the time, where, like, you'll be talking, and then you'll realize that I'm talking too, and so you'll stop because you don't want to talk over me. Oh my god, it's great.
It's so annoying when we do that, I'm sure. Especially if we're critiquing somebody, and then we start to say something, and we stop, and it's not helpful.
Oh, well.
They also droned on in their impersonation, just like we're doing right now.
I know! It was perfect!
Yeah, we should probably stop.
Yeah. Okay, so, next up, we... Oh, fine. I'll let the Velociraptor introduce this one, too.
Yes, Sam Hass from the Dark World. Awesome.
I think he was saying Sam Haft and Dark Wolf are up next. They're doing a scene from Fight Club for anyone who's interested. Whatever, dude.
Something on your mind, dear?
No. Alright, yeah. Why wasn't I told about Project Mayhem?
First rule of Project Mayhem is you do not ask questions. What are you talking about?
Why didn't you include me in the beginning?
Fight Club was the beginning. Now it's moved out of the basement. It's called Project Mayhem.
You and I started Fight Club together. You remember that? It's as much mine as it is yours, you know.
Oh, Rex, is this about you and me?
Yeah, I thought we were doing this together.
You're missing the point. This does not belong to us. We are not special.
Fuck that! You should have told me! Hey, Tyler, we're gonna get hit! God damn it, Tyler!
What do you want? Statement of purpose? Should I email you? Should I put this on your action item list?
Oh, look.
You decide your own level of involvement.
I will! I want to know certain things first!
The first rule of Project Mayhem.
Shut up! I want to know what you're thinking.
Fuck what you know. You need to forget what you know. That's your problem. Forget what you think you know about life, about friendship, and especially about you and me.
What is that supposed to mean? I mean, what?
Guys, what do you wish you'd done before you die?
Paint a self-portrait. Build a house.
And you?
I don't know. Look, come on, get in the right lane.
I have to know the answer to this question. If you were to die right now, how would you feel about your life?
I don't know. I wouldn't feel anything good about my life. Is that what you want to hear me say? Fine, come on!
Not good enough.
Stop fucking around! Tyler! Jesus Christ! God damn it! God damn it! Fuck you! Fuck Fight Club! Fuck Marla! I am sick of all your shit!
Okay, okay.
Quit screwing around! Take the wheel!
Oh, look at you!
Take the wheel!
Look at you! You're fucking pathetic!
Why? What? What are you talking about?
Why do you think I blew up your condo?
What?
Hitting bottom is not a weekend retreat. It's not a goddamn seminar, so stop trying to control everything and just let go! Let go!
Alright, fine, fine.
Check it, Chee. Kudos on the mixing on this scene. This
oh, yeah.
Really good mixing.
This was me half-assing a lot of
Shut up.
Crap.
It was good.
I know.
I don't have anything to say because this was really good. Dark Wolf, you were awesome in this scene. Sam was awesome, too. When Dark Wolf was kind of freaking out at the end, I thought he did a really good job. But I don't have anything, like, constructive to say because I thought you both were really good.
All right.
I know that's not helpful. I'm sure Tregachu will say some stuff.
Oh. Okay, so for those in the trivia part, Sam gave me 2 takes, and Dark Wolf gave me 3. Now, the thing I have to comment about these takes that you gave me, they tended to sound extraordinarily similar to each other. Which is okay, because I believe you guys worked on this a lot, and so you were probably bouncing off of each other for those takes. But I'm just saying, the whole point of having more than one take is variety. Anyway, it was good though, so I wasn't too, like, broken up about the fact that they weren't that different.
Let me tell you how most of my multiple takes sounded. I'm giving you more than one take. I'm giving you more than one take. I'm giving you more than one take. They just emphasized every other word.
That's okay.
No, it's not okay.
Well, I mean, not okay, but yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't really have much I could comment on this. I liked it. And, the only thing was, I think when when Dirkwolf was saying, God damn it, fuck this, fuck Fight Club, fuck Marla, fuck the world, all that shit, I felt it could have been a lot more freaked out, but it was still very freaked out, so I'm just being nitpicky because I have nothing to say.
We should just end it right here.
Yeah.
Not the critique, I mean our lives.
Oh.
Let's just kill ourselves so we don't have to mix this all.
Okay. Well, you already swallowed the yogurt.
Let's make a suicide pact, trick or treat.
Alright, we're doing it right now. We're killing ourselves and pressing the button now.